that filthy hillbilly. He's such a dirty slob. Look at him working, filming his wife as she does a new man every night. It's a terrible sight. Look how he argues with some young kid over TV wrestling. The kid's just 13, that filthy hillbilly. When will he get a job? That filthy hillbilly. He's such a dirty slob. Hillbilly Joseph, shopping for masks for his wife's next movie scene. This one's Burger King. Tonight it's some carnies looking for fun after working the fair. Sex with Joe, they won't dare. That filthy hillbilly. Why don't you get a job? That filthy hillbilly. You're such a dirty slob. Ah, look at that filthy hillbilly. Ah, look at that filthy hillbilly. Ah, look at that filthy hillbilly.
Oh dear. Well, hello, mother and father. It is I, Little Noid, and you have tuned in to a brand new episode of The Morning Disaster.
And hello, Mr. and Mrs. America. And hello to you, Nikki.
Hello, Ray.
Hello, Nikki. Nikki.
Wow.
Yes, yes. It is, what's today? Tuesday, December 20th, 2016. My, oh, my. So we're here. How are you?
I'm here.
I think it's pretty cool we're here, right?
Yeah.
Now, I was supposed to do a show yesterday, but I didn't, and I apologize for that. And Nikki was sending me messages wondering why I wasn't, and there's a whole thing. So my child was the reason I didn't do it. So I'm going to bust out my child for this. She was home from school because of, you know, their day off of school. You know, And so she says, hey, Dad, when you get home from work, because you know, I had to work at the radio station. She says, hey, when you get home, I'm going to make breakfast. You know, she goes, I'm going to make breakfast and we're going to blah, blah, blah. You know, and it was this really great thing. And I was like, you know, that's so sweet. Right. So I had, you know, so there was stuff I had to do when I got off the air. So I didn't get home until a little late, and then I was waiting for my daughter, you know, because it was a snow day, so she wasn't at school, and she was going to wake up and make us breakfast, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then I found myself waiting for her to get up and make breakfast, and she was still sleeping.
Never trust words of a 15-year-old girl.
I know, and I got depressed about it. And finally, I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm not going to do a show. I'm not going to go through all this stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, screw it. I was too upset. So I didn't, and I know I shouldn't have been, but that's how I was. I was just, I was upset, you know?
We've been there.
Yeah, so I decided not to do a show, and then Nikki got hold of me. And talking to me. And then I was like, I'm going to wait till tomorrow. And then, so I'm doing the show today. So blah, 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 you know. But I am here after doing 2 days of mornings. And now my fill-in stint is finally over. But I had a good time. I don't know if you heard any of it, but damn, Nikki.
I was packed up last night one day.
Oh, I had a good time.
And then they kept calling. He had to quit taking calls.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You did listen in the afternoon last week. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. I had a good time. Mm-hmm. I had a really good time filling in. So,
yeah.
I was the mood over there is so good.
Good.
It's so weird as compared to
how it was.
Yeah, you know, they got new management, or they got new general manager, and you know, Leach is the same. And little Jim and Chris and those guys are all good. They were good last time though, and I don't know. It just feels like there's, you know, there's good things going on. So it's nice to work over there.
More cohesion and
you what?
Yeah.
What was that again?
I said more cohesion among the people.
Yeah. So it is. It's really nice, you know. So I am there, and I was filling in. So, but my fill-in stint is over now. So I'm here, and I'm ready to, you know. I mean, I did the show last week anyway, but I am here today. So I ended up missing one day. So, you know, it's one day. Give me a fucking break. And I don't know if you noticed, but while we have been, or while we were gone yesterday, I put up all the old shows on the Morning Disaster website.
Awesome.
So the Morning Disaster website now has, and oh my God, I didn't realize there were so many shows. Holy oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Got hundreds. Hundreds. Excuse me, I'm yawning because I've been up since 4:30 in the morning, but we have hundreds of shows. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what I was up to, Nikki.
Mm.
Working my ass off.
You were doing all the work that I wasn't.
Yeah. So, are you better now? What was going on? I know you were sick, and your friend, your friends that were sick.
Yeah.
Good. So, are you better now, or what's going on?
I'm better, and I even quit smoking.
You quit smoking?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. Wow. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
That is great.
I know.
So, that's awesome.
Yep.
Good for you.
Kind of got scared the night that I was at the hospital and watching my friend turn into a demon, puking blood, and
oh my God, ooh,
all this other stuff. And I was just like, you know, life is too short. I'm done smoking.
Hmm. Yeah, well, I don't blame you. I do not blame you at all.
So
you were watching your friend bleed, and that's what made you... That's what made
he bled. He was there in the emergency room bleeding and throwing up blood for 2 hours before they ran him back into emergency surgery.
Oh my God. What did they, what was going on? What did they,
he had his tonsils out at the age of 43.
Oh boy.
Yeah. And one of the stitches broke and he was on blood thinners.
So he went to get, so he had to get his tonsils out.
And this was like 3 or 4 days out from that.
And one of the stitches ended up breaking, and that's what, unbelievable.
And he was on blood thinners.
Good
He
Lord.
Started back on him a little bit too early.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. And it was just like in the movies, like, when you see, like, the demons, like, puke blood, it's just, oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
Over and over and over again.
That's insanity.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord.
And they were
Lord.
Trying to stop it in the emergency room, and they couldn't, and so that's when they finally decided we're rolling them.
So they decided to do the surgery right there.
They were trying to do the, make it stop in the emergency room.
Oh, so where'd they do the surgery? Right there?
No, down the hallway in the OR.
Good Lord Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well, I'll be damned.
It was scary. He lost a lot of blood.
But they finally fixed him up?
Yeah.
It was just the tonsils?
Mm-hmm. He was on blood thinner.
Well, why the fuck did he wait 40 some odd years to get his tonsils out?
Because the doctors did.
Jesus.
And now that he has heart problems, they weaned him out because it's making his heart enlarged.
Unbelievable. Get the fucking tonsils out when you're a teenager.
I know. They wouldn't let him do it then.
Like, you know, my daughter lost her tonsils, her adenoids. I mean, they yanked everything out of her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, man, it sucks. And but now it's like, we'll be glad when she's older, you know.
Right.
Like, it sucks when your kid has, like, chicken pox. But, you know, when they're older, you're like, oh, thank God they get the fucking chicken pox. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Thank God they got all that stuff out of the way.
Right.
It's unbelievable. Wow. So he's stitched up. He's fine.
Yeah, for now.
For now.
Mm-hmm.
What is the next predicted thing that will go wrong with him, Nikki?
Well, he still has 2 more weeks of recovery.
Oh, Jesus. Well, so is he not working? He's home?
Yeah.
Well, that sucks. I'm sorry to hear that. But you're doing better?
Physically, yeah.
Yeah, because you told me that when we were talking the other day, you said you're... I guess that was mental. Because you said you had depression, but I guess that's mental.
Yeah.
Hmm. I told you I had depression yesterday, though.
No.
For my daughter not wanting to make breakfast. But then, you know, I thought about it, and I said, well, you know what? Listen. She's 15. It's snow day. She probably just, you know... She probably said she was going to make it, and then she... You know, maybe she...
Her intentions were good.
Yeah, that's what I figured out. So once I figured that, I said, ah, screw it. You know. I was like, ah, fuck it. It'll be, you know.
That's basically how I felt. I haven't even put up my Christmas tree.
You haven't put your Christmas tree up yet?
No. Not going
on. Oh, where are you going? I'm supposed to ask you this. Where are you going for Christmas Eve?
Where am I going for Christmas Eve?
Yes, where are you going Christmas Eve?
Here.
Well, my wife wants me to invite you to my home.
Aww.
So if you have nowhere to go, come by my house for Christmas Eve. We have a huge...
I don't think I'll be alone.
All right. Oh, really? Oh, my. Really?
No, not like that.
Oh. What are you doing for Christmas Eve?
I don't know.
She's gonna get some cock for Christmas.
No, I'm not.
You're not getting cock for Christmas?
Oh, hell no.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Hmm. I wonder what
I thought
this,
about putting my Christmas tree up today, but why bother?
Why not? I mean, it's Christmas. You know?
And then I have to take it down in a few more days. Why bother putting everything out?
Oh, my good. You were unbelievable.
I wanted to do it, like, right after Thanksgiving, but life hasn't allowed that.
Hmm. So you could not, so you're just not going to put it up?
Hmm.
This Christmas, you're going without a tree?
Yeah.
Well, that just seems horrible. I mean,
I'm going to focus on my birthday.
You what?
I'm going to focus on my birthday.
When is your birthday? I feel like
the 28th.
So the 28th. So you're. I forgot. You're somebody that gets a. You get a Christmas.
Especially this year, I get the shaft because I can't celebrate the weekend before because it's Christmas.
Oh, that sucks.
I can't celebrate the weekend after
because
it's New Year's.
Right.
So my birthday is on Wednesday.
So you won't be celebrating at all?
No, I think we're going to go out to dinner. And I'll proceed to come home and get drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I never get drunk, so it'll be fun.
That is so crazy. I mean, that is just craziness.
I know.
So you will be celebrating your birthday by getting drunk on the 28th?
Yeah.
With who?
After dinner.
Oh, yeah, after dinner.
Yeah.
And who will you be drinking with?
Probably myself.
You're just going to drink
Everybody stares at me.
You're going to drink by yourself. Where are you going for dinner?
I don't know.
So you haven't decided?
Mm-mm.
And will you be going by yourself?
No.
Oh, okay.
My niece is coming in from Colorado.
You are crazy. So your niece is coming in.
Yeah.
And you're gonna go with her?
Well, no, her and a couple of friends.
Oh. Where will you go? Let me think. Will you go to...
Depends on what I'm hungry for that night.
Mm. Oh, okay.
It'll either be Mario's.
Yes.
Texas Roadhouse.
Mm-hmm. The Olive Garden?
No.
Oh.
Okay. Italian would be Mario's.
Mario's will be the, okay.
Texas Roadhouse.
Hmm. So you got the plans. You got the plans going.
Or Smoky Bones.
Or Smoky Bones.
Yeah. That'll be one of those three.
Right. Well, that sounds like a wonderful evening. I mean, some Smoky Bones, then you're going to go home and drink by yourself.
No, there'll be people around.
Oh, okay. All right, with you. And your niece is coming in from where?
Colorado.
She's coming in from Colorado to visit you, or why is she coming in? For Christmas, or?
For Christmas.
And you talked her into staying for your birthday.
Yeah, well, no, she's staying until after New Year's.
Oh, well, that's very nice. Is she hot? Your niece is hot?
Of course she is. All my nieces are beautiful.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Need to meet some of these nieces.
They're all very married.
Oh, really? Well, that's cool. I'm married, too. I'm married, too. I can finger them, right? Is that against any rule?
Ah, stop!
I'm going to finger your nieces.
No!
I'm going to make them squirt.
Stop. Oh, good God.
What a repulsive thought.
I'm going to go into convulsions now.
What a repulsive thought, isn't that? A finger.
Stop. Anything that has to do with anything.
I'm going to put my thumb in their ass.
Stop!
I was thinking of what's the most repulsive thing I could say. Yeah, I'm going to put my thumb up their ass and finger up. Make them taste it.
Stop.
I'm going to make their husbands watch. Are their husbands coming too?
Yeah.
Mm. How old are they?
In their 30s.
In their 30s? They have kids?
Yeah.
Look at this. Whole families. Wow. I forget how old we are. You know? I always tend to think we have
I was also the bottom of the family too. Mm. So
I always tend to think of nieces as being like around 20. You know, because I will say like a lot of mine are. I mean my niece is like 20. The one who just got married is like 24, 25 maybe. You know,
mm-hmm.
And I got nephews who are like 21 and 22 and. So I have that age as my niece and nephew, but I tend to think that everybody's like me, you know.
Oh, 30 and above.
Wow. Damn, it's old. Son of a bitch. Then
yep.
they got kids. And they've been fingered plenty, you know. There's no charm in that. There's no charm in fingering them.
Stop it.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, well.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to go to, they're going to go to dinner with you, maybe.
Maybe.
I hope so. I hope they don't end up not going to dinner. Then you're all depressed, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So it'll be Nikki's birthday party the week after Christmas. Hey, we got to discuss the holiday schedule here, you know.
I won't be around the 22nd. Is that Thursday?
22nd is Thursday, yes.
I have a pulmonary doctor's appointment.
Oh, my heavens. You know, ooh, boy.
He's going to be happy that I quit smoking.
Yeah, I'm very happy. I'm actually happy you quit smoking. You know, I'm happy for that. I'm glad you quit.
Mm-hmm.
Get you feeling better.
All the money I'm
going
to save.
I have nothing to quit except for my eating.
And I can't quit eating.
Oh, I did. Well, you know what I mean. My cheating on my diet. I feel like I'm fatter than ever. I know I'm not, but
right.
I feel like I'm fatter than ever. You know.
I know the feeling.
Oh my God! I can't stop it. And now I'm eating Christmas.
I've been snacking and eating.
Oh, I'm eating the Christmas cookies now. Because my wife and daughter made Christmas cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife made tamales.
Oh.
So I'm, oh my God, fucking eating tamales and Christmas cookies and, oh, I'm just, I'll tell you what, I do need to work full time. I don't eat as much when I'm at work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When I work from home, I'm eating like a fucking beast. Oh, my
right.
God.
I'll eat like a full meal and like an hour and a half later, I'm like hungry.
What are you?
I'm just hungry. I'm hungry.
What are you eating for a meal?
I don't know. It just depends.
I gotta get on a kick where I just eat meat. You like, know,
like I had spaghetti and meatballs the other day, yeah. And I never finish it. I usually get like a box to put the rest of it in to go.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my God, I ate the whole thing and had dessert.
What were you? Where
and
were
like
you eating?
An hour and a half later, I was like, I'm hungry again.
Where were you eating?
Denny's.
Well, that's why. I mean, you're eating all those carbs. I got the. It's carbs. That's what it is. I've figured it mm-hmm. out. It's the carbohydrate. When you eat carbohydrates, you're hungry again in like 90 minutes.
Mm.
But if you eat a bunch of protein, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'd like to just go somewhere and eat a bunch of fried chicken. You know, just eat meat and no, and don't have potatoes and don't have pasta and don't, you know, just don't have anything but the chicken.
I made chili.
Chili?
That's protein.
Chili's protein, but it's also got some other shit in it too, you know. Like what was in there? What was in the chili?
Beans and hamburger and crushed tomatoes and jalapenos and
nothing bad yet.
Some tomato sauce.
No flour or anything?
No.
Oh, well, that actually sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the rolls and it's the, you know, my wife, what did she make? She made something the other day. And I thought, oh, that's good. And then she started bringing out the rolls and she brought out the macaroni, and she brought, and I'm like, oh, fuck, here I go, you know. And love I tell myself macaroni. I'm not going to eat it, but I eat it, you know.
Right.
Eat like a pig.
Eggs is another thing. I'm supposed to eat an egg every morning.
Yeah, eggs are good.
Then I'm hungry.
No, if you eat an egg, you'll be fine. Yeah, you'll be hungry, but you'll be hungry for more protein.
Mm.
So you eat an egg for breakfast, right? And then you go mm-hmm. and you eat, say, like a couple hours later, you have a salad. Then that'll mm-hmm. make you hungry. And so then a couple hours later, you eat some almonds and, you know, and like.
Yeah, I'm supposed to eat like five. That's based on me eating five yeah. times a day.
Oh, I know exactly how to lose weight. You know, we know how to lose it.
Right.
We're just not disciplined enough to do it. I mean, who? We know how. Fuck, I could tell. I could advise yeah. everyone how to lose weight.
Right.
I just can't do it.
I don't practice what I preach.
Yeah, because my idea, I wake up, I'm too tired. I don't want to eat breakfast. I don't feel like eating, so I skip breakfast.
Right.
And then I skip the meal, and then I go, oh, fuck it, I'm going to grab some cookies, and then I'll eat cookies.
Right.
And I'll be like, oh, let me get for dinner. Like, I'll eat twice a day. I'll have, like, some cookies for mm-hmm. lunch, which are horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And then dinner, I'll have, you know.
I'll be in dinner.
Yeah, like, dinner. My wife got, she actually bought, we've never bought this before. She bought a pork tenderloin.
Mm-hmm.
a pre-made pork tenderloin. Yeah. And so she deep fried it, and I had that, and I had, you know, it was just horrible. It was terrible. Mm-hmm. But I only ate twice.
Yeah.
I only ate twice. It's like, oh, I've only eaten twice. I got five. No, but the calories I put in were horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate being fat. And like today, like I'm doing, like we're doing the show today, I'm going to eat. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to have a tamale.
Yeah. I've already had cookies.
Yeah. I'm going to eat tamales and Christmas cookies today. So that's my diet, everybody. The tamale and Christmas cookie diet. God damn. I'm so weak. I am so weak. I woke up today. Nikki, I've been waking up at 4 o'clock in the 4 o'clock hour.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah. It's, oh my God, I'm miserable.
Yeah.
I mean, it truly is. It's insane.
Well, that's what kind of what I'm going through is I have all this energy now that I quit smoking,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know what to do with it.
I'm so glad you quit smoking. I really am. I really don't
know what to do with all this energy, and it's driving me a little batty.
You get out and walk. Come on by my house. Do something, anything. I'm not working. You know, I'll help you get through it. Because
my house is going to end up being clean or something.
Well, I'm glad that you quit smoking. I really am glad. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah,
you got to stop that. I'm very happy for you.
At first, I didn't know what it was. I thought it was anxiety or something. Like, what is this I'm feeling?
How long have you? So you stopped for a while now, huh?
I tapered down to 2 or 3 cigarettes a day for the last 2 weeks.
Right. And then you finally stopped.
And I just finally just stopped.
Well, you're going to end up with more money now too.
Yeah.
Which will be nice.
Well, I was bumming a lot of cigarettes.
Oh, Nikki. Oh, Nikki.
That person's going to have more money.
Yeah. That person's going to, the person you're bumming off of is going to have more money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad. I'm really glad for you.
Thank you.
And I, you know, it's, I know with me and the food, I got to stop eating. I really, I mean, I know I have to stop, but I mean, I got to go after the holidays. You can't stop during the holidays.
No, I don't do resolutions, but 2017 is going to be my year.
Yeah. 2007. What did you say was going to be? What?
I said I don't do resolutions,
right?
Like New Year's resolutions, but 2017 is going to be my year.
Oh, I thought you said 2007. I was like, you're a little. You know what? I
2017.
Think, I'll be honest, Nikki. I think 1994 is going to be my year. I really do. I feel really good about it. I feel good about 1994, and I think this is the year I'd lose all the weight, and you know. You know, you get to an age, and I'm there at 50, and I'm like, if I'd have done what I said I was going to do, like in 1989, I said I was going to work out, and I was going to lose all this weight, and I lost a ton of weight. In 1988, I lost a considerable amount of weight, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I dropped 100 pounds or something. I dropped a lot of weight. I was down to like 270 or something, you know. And yeah. I was playing basketball every day. I was hardly eating. I was, you know, I was working out. I was just so focused on work and everything. And I figured it out. I mean, I figured it out. And the girl I was living with is the one who... She just started eating so horribly because she was miserable and she couldn't admit it, you know?
Right.
She just, and I wish she could admit, I don't know why she was even with me. God damn it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then she's eating horrible and I'm eating with her and it was like, oh my God.
That's easy to do in pairs.
Yeah, and it killed me. I was like, God, ugh, killed me.
Right.
Yeah. And so eventually when I got rid of her, I lost weight and,
mm-hmm.
and I just couldn't stick with it. You know, I was doing mornings. I couldn't stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, that she, and then when she left me, I mean, I don't know what happened. I don't know what's happened. I didn't talk to her for like 20 years or whatever. But she went on and, you know, lived her life. I mean, she was married several times and children. Oh, my goodness. But now she seems to be, and I follow her. We're friends on Facebook. And yeah. Although I don't talk to her, I do see her. And her body's very good. I mean, she's very mm-hmm. thin. She's very thin. She's her body seems to be really nice. She's really pretty, but she's lost all her weight, and she didn't have a lot of weight when she was with me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She had a lot of tits. It seems like she lost her tits. I don't know what's going on there, but I hope nothing bad. By the way, but I on the other hand, goddamn, I've gained 300, 400 pounds. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable.
Right.
But I've been so happy, you know, because mm-hmm. I met my wife in 1990. I've been so happy and I've gained all this weight. But I think this girl was, I'm just using her as an example. I could use plenty of people. But I think she was miserable, but she looks great. Her body looks fantastic, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Me, I was happy as hell and I gained hundreds of pounds. You know, and I know plenty of people.
Some people go the opposite way. They get comfortable.
I know guys that I worked with and stuff who are the same way. Like,
right.
They were unhappy. Their whole lives have been unhappy, but they look fantastic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
One guy's had like 8 different girlfriends he's lived with. He's been out. They broke up together. Blah blah blah. But he looks fantastic. But he's miserable, you know.
Yeah.
So for me, it's always been I'm happy. I love being happy, but I'm too fat to do anything, you know.
That's what has always ruined me in the past. Is I'd lose a bunch of weight. Then I'd get happy, and then I'd become fat and happy.
Yes. So the key to life, and this is
misery.
This is the secret. Well, I don't think it's misery. I think it's the ability. I think it is the ability to be happy and thin. I think it's finding the ability to be happy and
self-control.
Yeah, well, yeah, self-control something, you know.
Yeah.
Or metabolism, I don't know. Like TJ says, TJ's been sick, okay, and he sends the message. Mm-hmm. He says, I think I'm feeling better. Breakfast is a half dozen eggs, biscuits, and gravy.
And he's skinny as real.
I know, yeah, he's real skinny. But I can't tell if he's miserable or happy. I mean, he seems pretty happy. You know.
Uh-huh.
But half a dozen eggs. Fuck. What the? Half a dozen?
That's what I was just thinking.
Biscuits and grape? What the fuck? How is this fucker eating biscuits?
Because he's probably got great metabolism.
I can't wait till he gets older, though. He's going to get older and get fat as a house. Biscuits.
No, he's not.
God, I just hate him. I hate him. How do you stay that thin? You know what I mean?
Some people just have the metabolism for it.
Oh, I just hate it.
We have screwed ours up.
Fucker.
Our metabolism says, fuck you.
Yeah, that fucker. Yeah, I just hate these people who eat whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Damn it. Fuckers.
I have a friend on Facebook, and she's a runner, and she has a really great job, and they're always checking in different places, restaurants and stuff where they're eating, and like they like fly places to go eat someplace.
Oh.
And I'm like,
hate that.
And they take pictures of their food, and it's like this exotic looking, delicious.
Yeah. Oh, DC's like that. My buddy,
like, how do you do that?
My buddy DC, he's every DC is like all the time. Oh, I just had this wonderful meal at blah, blah, blah. And he's I'm like, what the? Are you posting all your goddamn
food?
Yeah, you fucker.
And it's like these decadent desserts and stuff.
Yes.
But she's a runner.
And she runs. Oh, I hate her already.
I know.
Oh, I just hate it. Oh, God damn it. I just get angry. I get angry hearing this story makes me angry.
They travel all over to do marathons and stuff, and they've got that meal that they got to eat beforehand, yeah. And all that food.
Oh, these sons of
the night
bitches.
Before. And I look at those meals and I'm like, oh.
I mean, I know I'm too lazy to run a marathon or anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean,
I think my hip would collapse.
I mean, I would be, you know, like, I would be, because here's the other thing, like TJ says, he sent me, he goes, I got good metabolism. I'm very happy when I'm active, you know, mm-hmm. like somehow implying I'm not active, you know,
mm-hmm.
like all you do is sit around and eat. Yeah. But I mean, listen, I love to be active. I would love to be active.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be, you know.
Right.
Because I'm too fat. So I'm already
circle.
I'm already too fat. I wish I wasn't, you know. I wish I was.
Right.
And I swear I make a deal with God. Please, if you just make me. Oh, if you just get me thin, I promise I'll be active. Oh, my God. But it does nothing happen. Nothing works. You know?
Right.
Nothing's going to make me thin. Fuckers.
I'm supposed to be walking 15 minutes twice a day, too, and I'm not doing that.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, I couldn't. There's no way. I couldn't do that. I can't even walk that far, so.
She's like, let's start out with 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes in the evening.
Oh, man.
Let's start out at.
And it's the, by the way, it's diet. It really is diet that makes you lose weight.
Right.
Yeah, it's not working out. Working out makes you feel better. You know, because when you work out, you feel great. But that's not why you don't.
Then I'd have more anxiety energy. Yeah.
And you don't lose weight from working out. I think you can a little bit, but that's not what makes you lose the weight.
It's about what you put in your mouth.
Yeah. What loses the weight is what you put in your body. You know,
mm-hmm.
when you put less food in your body. You're going to lose weight.
And really cut back on sugar does it too.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. And less sugar. Less sugar definitely you lose weight.
Mm.
God damn. I got a big fat hog. I'm such a big fat hog.
I'm feeling the same way these days.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, what do you do? What do you do? But I'll tell you what, I'm eating this Christmas.
Yeah.
Tamales and cookies. I'm on a tamale cookie diet. Now, I don't care who says anything about it.
Right.
And I feel guilty because, you know, like, I've enjoyed working the last week and, you know, week mm-hmm. and a half. But today I was thinking, oh, I'm done with work. I'm like, so for a second I got like, oh, shit, now what am I going to do, you know?
Uh-huh.
But then I got kind of happy. You know? I'm like, well, I can go back to working in my house, you know?
Right.
Because we still do the show every day. I'll do the show tomorrow live at 9, you know?
Yeah.
And I love doing the show, but it's like, now I'm going to go back to my regular, I don't have to leave, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I leave to pick up my kid from school. That's it, you know?
Right. In the safety of your own home, your own studio.
Yeah, and I do the show from my own studio, absolutely. And, like, tomorrow I'm, the only thing I'm doing is my daughter has said, hey, can you come pick me up and take me to lunch? Because, like, they've got they're doing finals, you know?
Uh-huh.
And because the school got canceled on Monday, they moved their finals to today and tomorrow. So they added extra finals, you know?
Yeah.
So my daughter's doing finals in, oh, what's today's finals? She's doing math and history, you know.
Fun.
And then yesterday she does, tomorrow she does science, health. What is she doing tomorrow? Science, health, and another class. I forgot what the class is. But you know what I mean? So she's got her finals, and then, but the way her day is set up is the first two finals are in the morning. Then she's got this, this like 11:30.
A break.
Yeah. So like an hour and a half between classes.
Yeah.
So she's like, I don't want to go to study hall. I don't want to go to just fuck around room, you know.
Right.
She goes, I want you to come by and pick me up and take me to Chick-fil-A.
Ooh.
And bring me home.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, or bring me back to school and then come back and get me, you know, at 2 o'clock. So I'm like,
right.
All right, I'll do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my schedule tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I wake up, I do the show. I do the show from 9 to 10. And then I put it up on the podcast and I, you know, I do all my stuff to, you know, to get all that finished.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get up, then I get dressed, because I'll do the show in like, I know I'll do the show in sweatpants and a t-shirt tomorrow. And then I'll I'll put the show up on the pod, I'll get everything done, the internet, afterwards, and then I'll have to run and get her, you know, after I get new clothes on.
Right.
Then I'll pick her up and I'll take her to Chick-fil-A, then I'll bring her back to school, and then I'll run home and I'll get some stuff done here, you know. I'll
right.
do the stuff for my mold business because I got crews out right now. Mm-hmm. Like for Elbro's mold, we got two crews out doing stuff right now. So my brother and a crew are doing this house in Petersburg.
Yeah.
And they're doing the whole spray and then they're going to have to seal. It's a big job, you know.
Yeah.
And so I'll be working with those, with the crews tomorrow in between while she's at school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll have to run and go pick her up again after school. And then she's going to be in a happy mood because it's for then it's like
winter break.
Yeah, it's like fuck around time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's language arts is the other one that's tomorrow.
Wow.
So that's going to be, you know, it'll be fuck around time as soon as she gets out of school.
Yeah.
And there'll be Christmas gifts and blah, blah, blah. So that'll be a long rest of the day tomorrow.
Right.
And then Thursday and Friday, it's all Christmas break.
Wow. You know?
So for the show, I'm thinking we'll do the show tomorrow. And then I don't know if we're going to do a show Thursday or not. I guess I'll have to see if I have a co-host. So you'll be at the pulmonary doctor.
Yeah.
And then a best of show. Well, I mean, I'll probably host it, but I'm going to do like a show for Christmas Eve, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what it's going to be, though. It might be an actual Christmas show. And then we're next week. I don't know what the schedule is going to be for now. I don't know if we're taking next week off or not. So I just don't know yet.
Okay.
You know? So I'll have to let you know. But I imagine we'll do probably late in the week, middle of the week. Or I don't know. I just don't know, Nikki, because I miss it. You know, yeah. when I don't do this show, I miss it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well.
So we don't need you getting into depressing.
Yeah, it is. It's very depressing to not do a show. I love doing the internet. I like doing the internet show, which I find sickening, you know, because some of these episodes, there's like nobody, you know, it's like, what the hell? Where's the listeners? You know?
Uh-huh.
And
they're
just
confused.
Yeah. Cause I confused them. I know. Yeah, I know. But the good news is with this is they can always go. They'll always download and listen.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense? You know, so I'll, and
once, then listen.
Like we didn't put today's episode on Facebook Live because I look like shit, you know. I've been working on it. So, So I do put it up on Facebook Live and stuff. We get a lot more stuff. And,
yeah.
But it feels so goddamn. You were gone all last week. Did you know all last week you were gone? I like doing the show. You do realize I like doing the show with you.
Right.
Well, you weren't here. I mean,
I had bronchitis and then the bleed out from my friend.
You could call from the hospital. Find out what's going on. How's your bronchitis, by the way?
It's much better. I still have a cough every now and then, but I think it's more from quitting smoking than bronchitis.
Oh, yeah, like when you quit smoking it. Yeah, that is true.
And, like, everything gets loosened up and comes out.
Well, I'm glad that's happening, though. I'm glad that's happening.
Yeah.
And that does happen. When you stop smoking, you get a, you know.
My pulmonary doctor said it's going to be bad.
Probably will.
But then it'll pass quickly and be done with.
Well, you're.
I got my inhalers and everything. And
you're strong enough to get through it.
Yeah. It's better than the alternative, which is death.
And keep eating. Keep eating while you're quitting smoking, you know. Don't try to quit both.
Yeah, don't try and battle two things at once.
If stopping eating.
If I got to gain some weight to quit smoking, that's fine because I can lose the weight later.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, make sure you keep that going. Well, I'm glad for you.
Yep.
Are you getting any dick?
Am I getting any
dick? Yes, you're getting. Are you getting your regular?
No, I didn't have a regular.
No, you're not getting your regular dick for your you know.
No.
Well, you gotta get. You know, girl's gotta get her dick.
I'm gonna put an ad out.
You must get some. You want me to put an ad on my web on my Facebook page or something?
No.
Nikki needs some dick. Someone want to swing on by and let her. Let her borrow your dick for a while. She'd really appreciate it.
I thought I did, but apparently it likes to wander around.
Oh, with the guy you were with? Really? Oh,
mm-hmm.
Boy, wandering, eh?
Mm-hmm. This I can't keep it in my yard.
This is the one that you farted in front of. This is the one you farted in front of. And now, now he's out wandering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he comes back home every once in a while, but he won't stay in his yard.
Right. So do you fuck him when he comes back, or are you angry that he's been wandering?
I just don't care at this point. I'm 43 years old.
Right. So you don't have a, there's no rules to follow with this.
I make him up as I go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good old Nikki. Are you?
It does not make me happy. I must scold him when he comes home.
Are you planning on attending any of the swinger parties around the holidays?
Nope.
So you're out of that now.
I'll go to see my friends, but I'm not.
But you're not swinging.
Anybody.
You're not participating in this madness.
No, I don't know.
But the rest of the swingers are doing their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You're just not participating.
Right. Mm.
Do we want to call that a... Do we want to call the bisexual witch and wish her a happy...
No. Can't even believe you brought that up.
I don't know why I brought it up. Oh, I did get a, you know what? I did get a call. Who did I got a text from? Hold on. Let me check my phone. I got a text from somebody who was a regular. Oh, Sarah Jane.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah Jane sent me a text. And did I tell you about Sarah Jane before? She was, you know, she was talking about a guy and.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy was in prison.
Good God.
Did I tell you about this?
Yeah.
She said she was wanting my opinions on dating a guy, and I said, "Oh, great, great." And she says, "Well, he's in jail," and I'm like, "Oh my God, okay." And I said, "Well, you need to." I said, "Well, you need to get away from this guy. You know, you can't be with a prisoner.
Yeah.
You know, you can't be you can't be with a prisoner.
Break fog.
Yeah, it's basically what I was saying. You can't date a fucking prisoner. And she's like, well, you know, and then so she said, so she's like, well, she sent me a text out of the blue, okay?
Uh-huh.
She says, well, not going to date that guy.
Oh, God.
She goes, definitely not going to date that guy anymore. And that's the text. So I don't know what that means. So I'm thinking we should have her on, you know, we should have her on to describe what the hell was, you know, what's going on.
Yeah.
What was the whole, who you were with this guy, you're not with this guy. So, yeah, she sent me a text out of the blue.
All right.
And all the text says is, definitely not going to date that guy. So I don't. Happened. So I don't know what happened.
Came to her senses.
Yeah. She goes, he's been my fuck buddy for months. He just got free from prison.
Oh, my God.
I saw him on weekends when he came home from his work release program. She's out all excited about seeing him. Like,
yeah. Oh,
I really believe he's really had a rough go of it. And I'm going to stand
up. Nothing but trimmable.
And I'm like, good Lord, why, you know, and I felt like saying, what is wrong with you? No. You know? I'm like, no, don't, you know, don't have sex with the prisoner, you know? Right? But I shouldn't have to say that.
Right.
That should be something that is known.
It should be an automatic alarm. Red flag.
Yes. You should never have to tell someone, don't date the guy while he's in jail.
Right.
But no, with her, it's like, you know. Not only
think about it.
Yeah, not only is she doing it, but she's almost bragging about it. Well, he's in for the, but you know what? He's innocent, and oh, my God. And then to just come like, well, definitely not going to date that guy anymore. And I'm like dying to find out what happened, but I haven't texted back. So,
yeah,
I think I'm going to text back when I get a chance to get her on the air, you know, because I have to know what it is, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't get, listen, I could take guesses as to what it is, you know?
Big cock.
Yeah, I wonder if, I don't know if that, I just don't know what it is. I don't know if it's big cock syndrome or.
Oh, being with the bad boy.
Well, I'm sure there are some prisoners who are well endowed, you know.
Oh, I'm sure there are.
And I know that there are some women who love a well endowed man, but.
I'm sure there are.
But. And a well-endowed guy is fine. If you could find a well-endowed guy, who's also a good person.
I like average.
If he's a good person, that's fine. I mean, some women just for whatever. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, my wife doesn't have that. You know, she's with me. But I'm saying that there. You know, you can't have that. That can't be. The main,
while you're with,
that
buddy
can't
or not
be why
with
you're
buddy.
With them. Yeah, bad stuff's gonna happen. Like
right.
You know, it's like a guy saying, "Oh man, this chick does anal. Oh, she's mm-hmm. I'm gonna be with her." It's like okay, that's a whatever you got going on. That's a nice plus, but that can't be
There's
the only reason.
To that.
Yeah, that can't be the only reason you're gonna do things because, man, that is a mistake waiting to happen.
Uh huh.
You know. Like, oh, I'm going to date that girl because she's got big tits. Okay. Well, there should be something more to dating.
Right.
Where I'm going to date that girl because, I mean, I can understand, like, you know, I want this person thin or I want this person. I can understand that. Like, for whatever reason, some people just, you know, we're fat and there are some people who just don't like fat people or some
right.
people just, and that's fine. But
right.
I'm talking about the people who, you know, focus.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's it. As long as I got this, I'm dating them. It's like, no. Whoa, wait a minute. You know, there's more to people. It's just not a big
yes,
dick.
Sir.
It's a personality attached to that big dick, you know. But some of these, you know, some of these women, they're just, they're like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you've seen these women who have just horrible boyfriends.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just horrible, and even worse, husbands. And you know,
when I was on,
or go ahead.
When I was on AngerFest, there was a girl that had as her profile picture a ruler that said, and below it, it said, "You must be this tall to ride this ride."
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, yeah.
And how did those relationships go?
She was
go?
Always whining about her relationship.
Yeah, of
on
course.
Blog.
Because she's dating guys for their dick size.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, my God, you can't just date someone for that. That's not, that's a bad mm-hmm. sign.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, good Lord. I mean, why did Jesus give me a tiny penis when I should have a big penis? With my wonderful personality, you know what I mean? I guess it just doesn't happen that way. You're born with
nope.
what you got, and you know.
You got what you got.
TJ says, hold on, he sent me a message. He says, what happened to Sarah Jane going all good Christian girl and shit? Well, who knows? I don't know what's going on. Now she's dating prisoners. You're right. She was going
big
Christian.
Jesus in prison.
She went Christian for a while, but now she's into big dicks. Or no, now she's into, what is it? Oh, now she's into prison guys.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if Sarah, I have to ask Sarah Jane. I don't know if she's into big dicks or not. I don't know. But, you know, she's probably one of the ones that's like, oh, no, dick size doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know. there's the girl, the one who doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. So yeah, if you base your opinion on that, you're gonna end up with bad. You're just gonna end up with bad guys, you know. And definitely,
yep.
I don't know what is in her nature to make her want to date a prisoner.
How do you meet somebody in prison?
I don't even know. I don't know. Cause, well, he was on work release. So I think she met him at her job or something, you know.
Hmm.
And then they started talking when he was in the I don't know how this all worked. So.
Yeah.
But it just sounded dangerous, you know.
Yes.
It's like, why would you be dating a guy who's in prison? Who's in prison?
And I hate to say this. It's nothing bad against her because she's a pretty girl.
Yeah.
But it's not like a guy on work release is going to be choosy about who he's trying to hit in bed.
Absolutely. Yes. So
he's
then
just trying to get some.
So then he gets free, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yeah, I'm going to date him. And then she's like, I'm definitely not going to date that guy. It does make you wonder if the prisoner dumped her when he got out.
She got played by the prison.
Yeah, like, oh, okay, well, I'm not in prison anymore, so I could date a good girl.
Mm-hmm.
And you just wonder what happened to cause this.
That's probably what happened.
Oh, well, I don't need you anymore. I got real women now.
Mm-hmm.
And you just, like, some people actually go to jail. They do rehab, you know. They go there for the intended purpose, and they realize, fuck, I'm not going to do it again. I'm not going to break the law, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe some people do that. I think that rehab works, you know, that
mm-hmm.
the punishment will work. But you know, they're going to go
but
from...
Some people make a career out of it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you definitely don't want the career criminal. But the guys who do, you know, that find another way to go about doing things...
Right.
Well, yeah, they're going to go for now a different girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Oh, well, this girl wouldn't date me when I was in prison. Well, of course. You know, and that's who's going to end up getting them. I mean, I hate to say that, but, you know.
Yeah.
We'll have to have Sarah Jane on and have her explain.
Right.
What's going on in her... you know, in her relationship with the prisoner. Well, listen, it's been an hour. We have given a full show today. And it's so good that you could tell I missed you because I'm chatting like crazy. I'm glad you're back.
I am too.
I'm very happy you quit smoking.
Yes.
And we'll do another show tomorrow.
Yep.
And it'll be regular time.
Yep.
9 to 10 tomorrow morning. Check it out. We'll be here. And I want to thank everybody who listened to the show today. Thank you for listening live. Thank you for downloading. Blah, 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 blah. My time of doing fill-in at MAY is over. So we'll be back to a more regular schedule. Well, as regular as the holidays can be, you know.
Yeah.
But we're definitely going tomorrow at 9 a.m. Nikki, I'll talk to you then, hon.
Okay.
That's it for the show, everybody. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.